Another week, another controversy over a memo. The House Intelligence Committee meets later today in Washington and could vote on the memo Democrats say rebuts the Republican memo President Trump ordered made public last week. Republicans claim that memo shows that during the campaign, the FBI got a FISA warrant to surveil Trump aide Carter Page without disclosing their intelligence was political. Democrats say the memo doesn't prove that and omits facts, and they want theirs released, and top House Republican Paul Ryan agrees. And there's also that Thursday deadline to fund the government, which was punted from a few weeks ago. A new bipartisan bill is being unveiled today. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
And first, what's the thinking? Will lawmakers vote to release the Democrats' memo, and then will the president make that public?
Well, Republicans have some concerns of their own about trying to release this 10-plus page memo from Democrats. They say that there might be too many details involved, so they're working on trying to redact what should be redacted in order to release it, although there is obviously some irony in that, given that Republicans were quick to want to release their memo. And of course, the president of the United States will ultimately have the final say on whether or not it can be released.
Well, he's been expressing himself on Twitter in a spat with Adam Schiff, who's the highest Democrat on the House Select Intelligence Committee, calling him Little Adam Schiff, saying that he closed committee hearings to illegally leak confidential information.
Right. And he had this kind of mild threat toward the end of his tweet there, saying he must be stopped. And Adam Schiff replied on Twitter saying, "Mr. President, I see you've had a busy morning of, quote, executive time," reference to the fact that most presidents are pretty scheduled out, but they leave, quote, executive time for President Trump to have some downtime. And he says, "Instead of tweeting false smears, the American people would appreciate it if you turned off the TV and helped solve the funding crisis, protect dreamers, or, quote, really anything else." Okay. So this has kind of devolved into the kind of petty back and forths that we've seen become accustomed to now since Trump has began running for president. And, you know, Schiff is obviously ubiquitous. He's on TV quite a bit. The president sees him, and he's obviously growing frustrated with this investigation and with Democrats taking shots.
Well, what have we learned so far from the memo that was released? The president tweeted that the Republican memo vindicates him because he says it shows the FBI got their warrant to investigate Carter Page's Russia connections based on intelligence from that dossier, which was ultimately paid for by the Clinton campaign. Others say the memo doesn't say that, and it doesn't matter. Here's Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on CBS's Face the Nation.
There is a Russia investigation without a dossier. So to the extent the memo deals with the dossier and the FISA process, the dossier has nothing to do with the meeting at Trump Tower. The dossier has nothing to do with an email sent by Cambridge Analytica. The dossier really has nothing to do with George Papadopoulos's meeting in Great Britain. It also doesn't have anything to do with obstruction of justice. So there's going to be a Russia probe even without a dossier.
Domenico, is he right? Others have said, no, the FISA warrant wasn't based on that dossier. There's other intelligence.
Even so, it doesn't really matter. You know, Trump is conflating a couple of different things here to try to say that this memo vindicates him when the memo isn't really related to the thing that he's talking about it vindicating him on. I mean, the real issue for Trump is that he's trying to muddy up the investigation for the FBI, muddy up the FBI, period, to say that they're biased against Trump and that you can't trust the information that they bring forward, sort of a fruit of the poisonous tree argument, obviously non-legal. But, you know, the fact is also if they used some of the dossier, I mean, let's just stop for a second and realize that the source of that material, Christopher Steele, was a former FBI source on other material. He said that he went to the FBI because he didn't think he thought that what he had found was so egregious that the FBI needed to be clued in on this and they needed to start investigating what was happening and they couldn't just hold it for opposition research.
Yeah. Oh, look, I want to take up the funding deadline Thursday. The immigration debate is center to those negotiations, and today Senator John McCain and Christopher Coons, the Democrat, are introducing yet another attempt at a bipartisan bill, but it wouldn't immediately authorize spending the $25 billion the president wants to be spent on the border. So does it have any chance?
No.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
This bill with McCain and Coons, it is a bipartisan bill, but because it doesn't fund the border wall, in fact, what it would do is it would study whether or not, you know, what the border security needs are. But what it would do is give those people who are brought to the United States illegally as children citizenship eventually. And that's really the core of this. But President Trump is annoyed that it does nothing to address the visa lottery system, fund immediately money for the wall, and do nothing about family reunification, which Trump has taken to calling chain migration.
I just want to ask you real quick. Illinois' 3rd Congressional District is in the spotlight. Arthur Jones, who's associated with white supremacy, is running unopposed for the GOP nomination. He's been unapologetically racist. He's expected to lose. It's a solid Democratic district, but what's the significance? How did he get this far, and what are Republicans saying about it?
Well, usually in these kind of partisan districts, and this is a district that Hillary Clinton won by about 15 points, so it's not overwhelmingly Democratic, but it is a Democratic-leaning district. Given that, a lot of times it's very difficult to recruit
right.
to get good candidates to run, and in this case, they weren't able to get anybody to run, and this guy just snuck through.
Right. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.